Gracious and Heavenly Father, in this Advent season, we prepare. We prepare our homes, we prepare our hearts to receive that good news, the message of the gospel, that message that gives life and salvation to all of God's people. May we this day proclaim that message together. In your name we pray. Amen. You know, we live in a time when there are a lot of stories that we can relate to, and some of those stories involve a technique, a dramatic technique that is called in the classical Latin in medias res. Simply put, in the middle of things, we are dropped into the middle of the story. A couple of examples of that. I'm sure you can tell me what story we're in if I give you this line. Marley is dead. The Christmas Carol. Or how about George Bailey on the bridge? Ah, wonderful life. Yes. And so today, as we gather together on the second Sunday in Advent, we have a beautiful, familiar story, and we are dropped into the middle of it. Yes. We need to hear that story time and time again in our lives. Simply put, we are dropped into the middle of the story. Think about your own lives as you think about history. You know, look at how much history is behind us, and we don't know how much is ahead of us. But as we are born into this world, we are dropped into the middle of the story, into the middle of things. How many times in our lives do we find ourselves in the middle of things? How do you see our lives right now? How do we make sense out of human history? There is the beginning, the middle, and the end. Each of the classics do that. Those wonderful stories we've all come to love. And how many times do they begin with that classical in medias res? And yet that's our lives as the people of God. As we come to the Gospel of Mark. Yes. John, we read there in the opening line, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet. What happens? We have here a message that we are to proclaim. It is the message of the gospel, the evangelion of Jesus Christ. There's something different about how Mark begins his gospel. I don't know how many of you realize this, but really it starts with a fragmented phrase. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and then what happens? We are taken back to the prophet Isaiah. Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness. We are taken back in time, way back in the Old Testament history, to Isaiah. Martin Fransman, in his commentary on this gospel, talks about this fragmented sentence And he says these words are fragmented, yes, first of all, to introduce us to the opening of the gospel, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but it is also more than that. It is about what he's going to write about. This whole book is about who Jesus Christ is. The Evangelion. Interestingly, and this is the shortest of the Gospels, Mark will use Evangelion 7 times. Matthew, in his much longer Gospel, only uses it 4 times. Luke and John do not even use it in their Gospels. For Mark, it is the message of the Evangelion that he wants us to focus on. Think about it. As we begin the Gospel of Mark, what does it say? In the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, where do we start? In the middle. We don't have the beginning. No, that we find in Luke's Gospel, where there we have the narrative. Or if we want to learn about the Magi coming, that's in Matthew's Gospel. Not in Mark's. Or how the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's in the Gospel of John. But Mark puts us right into the middle of the gospel message. This is the message of Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. If you look at the Joshua tree, Now we're going way back. Jesse tree. If we take the Jesse tree, where is it if you look at that whole genealogy of Jesus? It's dropped right in the middle. Jesse and then King David. And that's what we're focusing on during this Advent season, Jesse's tree. And we move from that up to the powerful message of the good news of Jesus Christ. Yes. He begins in the middle of the sentence, in the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and then he flashes us back to an Old Testament prophet. And then he flashes us forward to who? John the Baptist. Here he is, one appearing, baptizing in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, and all the country of Judea. And all of Jerusalem were coming out to see him. That's how Mark begins. People are coming and flocking to see this John the Baptist. Now, what did they come to see? As Angela said in the children's message, what did he look like? He came in camel's hair, eating locusts and wild honey. I don't know about you, but sounds to me a little strange. But he was preaching. He was preaching. After me comes one who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. I baptize you with water, but he baptizes you with the Holy Spirit. John had to be a very unique character in history. Here he is, dropped into the middle of the story. Oh, he'd been foretold, yes. We had seen him among the prophets, and we were told that he was coming. But what did they come to see? In the middle of things, how does John fit into all of the story? A strange appearance. Yet a message that caught people off guard. One coming after him, whose shoes he is not worthy to untie. Yes, he came baptizing with water, but the one who would come after him would baptize you with the Holy Spirit. This is the Jesus who comes down into the middle of things. Think about that. This is the same Jesus who comes down into the mess of our everyday lives. He comes into the brokenness of people's lives. He comes, yes, in the middle of a pandemic with a message in these uncertain times. It is a message about who Jesus Christ is and what he has accomplished for us. This is the beauty of this time of Advent. It drops us into the middle of the story at various places to remind us that this child, promised from the very beginning, as we talked about in Wednesday's Advent service, as we went back to Genesis chapter 3, the fall and the seed. And so this week we'll move forward in that story to Jesus, the root of Jesse, on Wednesday morning. Yes, Jesus comes into our world. He comes, dropped into the middle of our world as a child in a stable in Bethlehem. In the middle of humanity. But first, there is John. John the Baptist, who is here to prepare the way. Think about it. John is the cousin of Jesus. He comes to parents who have given up on having children, and in the midst of their old age, what happens? But God gives them a child right into the middle of things. Here is John. He comes as the preparer of the way for one who is far greater than he. Oh, yes, people were looking to John. Are you the one who we're to be looking for? And as we look at the Gospel of Mark, we see that this going back and forth, taking us to the middle of things. That's how Advent is really all about. It is putting us in the middle of things at various points in the history, our history, as the people of God. And into that comes Jesus, the Evangelion, the message of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. If you were to go to the River Jordan to be baptized at that time, as we hear from our reading, people came from Jerusalem and Judea to be baptized. They came because John was baptizing, confessing their sins as he baptized them with water. For his message was that of repentance and forgiveness. It was a message that people wanted to hear in Judea and Jerusalem. But it was not to distract us from the real message. And in this season of preparations, in this time of Advent, these 4 weeks as we prepare to celebrate his birth, we don't want to get ahead of the story. We want to talk about preparing ourselves. Preparing ourselves to receive him, that Christ child, who would later lay down his life. Yes. For John to tie his shoes, we would be unworthy because of who he is. He is the one who would bring comfort to his people. He is the one to whom the angels would sing. He is the one who would take a very lonely road that would lead to a cross on a hill. Yes, the child whose birth we soon celebrate brings salvation to your life and to my life. He brings salvation to all believers. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And so before we jump ahead, we need to take these Sundays in Advent to prepare, to remind ourselves of why Christ came into our world, for you for me, for all who believe. Who am I? Steve so beautifully sang. Think about it. This Christ comes for you, for me. Who am I? Who am I? How many times have we heard that phrase throughout the story? Who am I? And yet, as the epistle reminds us, this Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but his patience towards us, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved in the earth, and the works that are done on it will be exposed. This is the one, the Christ, the Evangelion, for your life, for my life, for each believer's life. It's a powerful message, that needs to be lived out in our times. So many times we like to tell the story, but how about if we live the story? How about if it's what really motivates us to all the things we do within our families, within our homes, within our church, and within our community? Yes, this Christ comes from the tree of Jesse, from King David. And from David would arise a king that would rule forever and ever. And you see, that's where Mark begins his story. The message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is your message. It is our message. It is the message we need to share and proclaim. It is the message that ought to give us life and purpose and meaning. And so in medias res, in the middle of things, Jesus comes for you, for me. Amen.